Millions of people worldwide are affected by osteoarthritis. This is where a joint becomes stiff and painful because the layer of cartilage that lubricates the bone ends in a healthy joint has become worn and diseased. Hip and knee joints are very commonly affected, but luckily they can be replaced surgically with an implant and the results are usually very good. But now doctors are going a step further and they're bringing robots into the operating theatre to help them to perform these surgeries even more effectively. And the Nuffield in Cambridge has recently installed one of these Mako robotic arm systems. Adrian Connolly is the director at the hospital. Adrian, what does this robot actually do?
Well, the robot is very much assisting the surgeon. There are many variables in getting a successful result from a joint replacement operation. Some of those are patient-related, some of those are related to the disease itself, but also to the choice of treatment option.
So when you say it's helping the surgeon, what's it doing?
Well, the robot itself has been guided by the surgeon to make bone cuts. It's very much a personalised operation that the surgeon is able to perform for that patient. Prior to the operation, the patient will have a scan of their joint, whether it be their knee or their hip joint, and the surgeon is able to plan in precise detail to make sure that the prosthesis, that is the artificial joint, is fit absolutely perfectly for that patient to improve the accuracy of the joint in situ in the patient's leg or hip.
So basically the robot is able to add an additional layer of precision on top of the surgeon's expertise in order to get the position of the implant perfect for that particular patient, because previously you're reliant on your own skills as a surgeon to get what you think is the best position, whereas this is actually taking the scan and matching it up and saying it's going to go in precisely that place.
Absolutely. Rather than relying on hand and eye, the robot is doing exactly what the surgeon is ordering, and therefore that, as you rightly say, the precision is absolute. The early evidence is showing that there is an association between accuracy of joint placement and survivorship, as it's called, of how long that artificial joint will last with that patient. And obviously it's a big operation, although it's a very common operation. There are 200,000 in the UK every year. It's still a very big operation for a patient to undergo.
You mentioned survivorship, but hopefully patients are looking forward to more than just surviving an operation in the Nuffield.
When I say survivorship, I mean of the implant in the leg. I don't mean literally life
Important
or death.
Important to clarify
that, Adrian.
But the point I was going to follow on with there is, what are the clinical outcomes and do they bear out the investment in this technology? Do you see better clinical outcomes when a patient is operated on by a skilled surgeon using a robot compared with just a skilled surgeon using their own hands to do the same procedure?
There are a number of reported benefits that patients are reporting. For example, there's reduced pain, reduced blood loss in many cases, and also patients are reporting higher levels of satisfaction with their joint. Therefore, they're getting better mobility and improved function.
Do they get out of hospital sooner as well? Because that's a critical factor, isn't it? When anyone has an operation, you want them up, about and home as soon as possible to minimise the risks of being in hospital, because
the
lower risks of infection and so on.
The evidence is patients are getting out quicker because they're able to mobilise that bit more quicker. Their confidence, they're in less pain, and therefore with the good physiotherapy, they're out and up and about much quicker than is otherwise the case.
What does the robot actually look like, and how does it fit into the normal infrastructure of an operating theatre?
Well, it rather looks like a big fridge freezer, really, with arms. And
I think I've seen that in Wallace and Gromit when they go.
It's a bit more sophisticated than what you might see in Wallace and Gromit. But also the surgeon has a joystick that controls the robot. Within the operating theatre, it does take up a little bit of space near the operating table, but it's not unwieldy, and the surgeon's very much comfortable in their operating zone using the machine.
What do the surgeons make of it? Are they positive about this, or do they
Absolutely.
View this as an encroachment on their territory?
Well, I've got 7 surgeons now within the group of Cambridge surgeons who are keen to use this technology, and many of them now have already carried out some cases. It's still early days, but there are 4 within Nuffield Health as a company, and I think there are up to 10 within the UK now. So the orthopaedic fraternity is beginning to see the benefits of this technology.
Hips and knees are a very big business for orthopaedic surgeons, but there are other operations that are performed surgically that do involve enormous amounts of accuracy and precision and involve implants as well. So could this robotic technique be applied to other sorts of surgery beyond just hips and knees?
I think robotics will have a place in healthcare in the future. Certainly from the discussions with robotic manufacturers, there is an intention to increase their use. When robotics goes into an industry, it rarely comes out. So one would expect in time there'll be further application. I mean, at the moment, we're using two applications for orthopaedics. We hope to bring in a third by the end of the year.
What about the cost, just very briefly? Because Nuffield is a private hospital. Is this sort of technology available to patients on things like the NHS, and have you found it to be a cost-effective option?
It is a substantial investment for a leading charity like Nuffield Health to go down this line, but we do firmly believe it will bring patient benefits. But you're right, we do need to make sure that it's economic. As for the NHS, I do understand the NHS is using some of these robots elsewhere within the country to a limited extent, and we hope in time that with our NHS partners locally, we may be able to open it out to NHS patients, but that's in the distant future at the moment.